Greetings, friends, and welcome to another episode of The Working Experience, a very warm, open-arm audio embrace and a squeeze. We have a new series called Trending. Maddie Kay and I take a trending topic in the cesspool of the modern news cycle and comment, discuss, giggle, and put The Working Experience spin on it. Thanks, everyone, and I hope you enjoy this episode of The Working Experience.
The Working Experience.
93 North is almost at a standstill. It's a rough one out there this morning. Snow and sleet.
There is no service on
the... Stand clear of the closing doors, please.
Yeah, folks. We're going to be a few minutes. We have train traffic ahead of us. We should be moving shortly.
John, need that report ASAP.
Where are we on that presentation?
Dan, HR wants to see you.
Did you return that email yet?
We have a team meeting at 10.
To stay late, Bob.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
They're moving in a different direction.
And after the meeting, we'll have a breakout session.
Who ate my biscuits?
Where are my hot pockets?
This microwave is disgusting.
Oh, God, what's that
smell? He was dipping his toenails at his desk. I can't take it anymore.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Working Experience Podcast. It's Maddie Kay.
And John. And today we have a new format, a little kind of mini The Working Experience trending topics.
We're always on the edge. We're always on the trending edge of things.
Cutting.
You know what I'm saying? I know all the new music. I know what the kids are into, that dingy ding ding hip hop. All that. I'm all up on it. Nelly.
And we're coming on TikTok strong.
Strong. I mean, I think we might be the reason it doesn't get banned. Trump's going to say, wait a minute, hold on a second. We can't
ban this. Yeah, no. This is creative expression at its finest.
So I think a couple of weeks ago we talked about Jeffrey Epstein. We did kind of a look back at that whole case. Not everybody knows the sexual part of it, but... there are books, articles, things that have come out that he was linked to intelligence organizations, possibly Mossad, possibly in a looser sense, the CIA, the FBI. Where did he get all his money? Why did he seem to get such a free hand? Who is this Ghislaine Maxwell, her father's ties to British intelligence, to KGB? A lot of twists and turns to that story, and ultimately those answers may never come. Very murky waters. And this whole thing, according to one ex-Mossad agent, was one big honey trap, which to you in the non-spying world means that this was to lure in very powerful people, get them in compromising situations, i.e., a sexual situation with an underage girl, and then use that to blackmail them. Not the newest thing. This has been going on for decades, probably centuries, I would say, right?
I love the term honeypot.
Honeypot. I was recruited at one time by the CIA to be a honeypot, to entrap.
I'm sure.
They saw me jogging one time, and I tend to jog in rather tight clothing, so it's natural.
Yeah, they're like, look at that strapping young
Ooh,
man.
Look at those man boobies just floating out there, and the buttocks.
you're at like a posh like foundation dinner, and you're flirting with men.
I've got my bare midriff. we're going to have to talk about it at some point.
And they're repulsed by you.
Yeah. Just
absolutely repulsed.
My recruiter said, Matt, you should probably shave your belly if it's going to be hanging out under everyone.
No. El natural.
I used to shave a heart into it, and that was really
Man. Well, now Ghislaine Maxwell is on, she's on a suicide watch, and she's complaining that because she's being held in isolation, and she's complaining that she's not being treated fairly.
Okay, so let's back up a little bit. Ghislaine Maxwell was Jeffrey Epstein's business partner / one-time girlfriend / allegedly procurer of underage girls. They would be brought to Epstein's island, which was called Little St. James, which he owned, and in the parlance,
well, it wasn't. I don't think it was all underage girls, right? It was
but this is what she's charged. I mean, these are the charges against
him. I mean, obviously you're bringing up charges on that. Anybody who was of age.
No.
But I don't think it was specifically like pedophilia, though there were underage girls.
There. Well, I think in the terms of compromising position, I mean, I don't know all the ins and outs of it, but as it pertains to Ghislaine Maxwell, she's been charged with 6 counts. She was arrested in New Hampshire, and of those 6 counts, they include transporting of a minor for purposes of criminal sexual activity. So Epstein owned Little St. James, which again brings up the question, how does a private citizen own, where does he get the money for this? I mean, he's a billionaire, and it's kind of murky where all that money came from. I mean, he was allegedly some sort of investment guru, but as you said, John, nobody could really figure out where his investments were or...
Well, there were no trade records.
Right. Yeah. So in the parlance of the article, Little St. James was the location of regular orgies. So the idea was that, or is, that powerful people, high-profile people, politicians and so forth, went on Epstein's private jet to this island to engage in sex, and some of that was with underage girls. Prince Andrew being one of the very high-profile people.
Yeah, I was just about to say, you know there are tapes of Prince Andrew and Bill Clinton floating around in this universe.
Yeah, and that is where the honeypot idea came in. You know, that this was set up by Mossad, or could have been the Iranians, could have been the KGB, could have been a number of people paying Epstein to do this. And Epstein was an admitted pedophile. He made statements that he saw nothing wrong with it and blah, blah, blah. So he was a very willing participant.
Yeah, I mean, even if you are of that thinking, you probably shouldn't make statements about that.
I think when people get so wealthy and powerful, they... Right. I mean, don't you understand?
It's slightly incriminating. Slightly.
Yeah. So Jeffrey Epstein committed suicide, was killed, was murdered. a lot of different schools of thought on that. He was on suicide watch. He was left alone for a period of time in which he allegedly hung himself. There's been many suspicions, allegations that this was not suicide, that he was killed, because a lot of powerful people don't want any of this coming out. So Ghislaine Maxwell was, I guess, on the run. I don't know if she was officially a fugitive. I mean, I guess she was. So she was arrested.
What was she doing in New Hampshire?
Yeah.
Well, did you give her refuge in your house?
Hey, you know, the money. I mean, I got my moral standards, but, money, I think she was in Canada for a period of time. I would say... perhaps Ghislaine Maxwell might have been worried about her own safety. I don't really know. I mean, if they want Jeffrey Epstein quiet, she knows a lot about this, allegedly. So,
there's a lot of powerful people. And you also see the story is like nobody's done a real investigative deep dive into this.
No. No. I mean,
it's barely in the news.
Right. I mean, Epstein was big in the news, and then he was gone. So, yeah.
Well, yeah, right. The news media had it was like a feeding frenzy, but then he died.
Right.
And then it was like, oh, the cameras were out.
Yep.
He killed himself. End of story. Well, I don't believe in conspiracy theories, but this is insane.
Well, conspiracies do exist. Criminal conspiracies obviously exist, and they exist among very powerful people. And very powerful people have a lot of money, and they have a lot of leverage. And stories get buried all the time about bad business practices, environmental damage, and all. They have the money and the power to bury it. So one name that came up, Virginia, and I'm probably mispronouncing her last name, Guffrey. She testified in her deposition that Maxwell herself recruited her to be Epstein's sex slave when she was about 14 years old. And apparently she was brought to this island. And, you know, these were girls, I guess, they would go after that were vulnerable. You know, I don't know, you know, I don't want to get into all of it, but, like, how do you get a 14-year-old girl away from her family and transport her out of the country? You have to be very powerful to do things like that.
Yeah, I mean, my gumption would be that this, you know, this is from broken families.
Your, like, assumption.
Your normal 14-year-old girl, their parents just wouldn't allow it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how she met these girls. I don't know under what circumstances she was able to do this recruiting. I don't know. And again, as you say, like, maybe there are reports out there on it, but it just kind of boggles the mind. Like, how does all this happen? Like, how do these kids?
Yeah, and like, how did, like, these kids, like, did they have passports, or did they just,
right,
you know, shuttle them into the island, like, on a private jet? Like,
well, apparently,
it gets,
yeah,
real murky.
I mean, yes, apparently that's what happened.
So they never went through customs?
I don't know. See, again, like, what are all the ins and outs of all this? I guess she knows all that. I'm sure there are other people who do as well, but she's kind of she was the main procurer. And you also wonder, I mean, not to be sexist, but you wonder how a woman does this stuff. You know, like, God, I mean, not that I want to say a guy, yeah, should do it either, but I mean, it's like, seriously? But again, it might have been all of this, and it doesn't make it right. She might have been an intelligence agent, you know. People do pretty terrible things for God and country, and they justify a lot of things.
Yeah, and they justify it. They just chalk it up to, yeah, the greater good.
Yeah. So she has pleaded not guilty, and she's being held without bail at the Brooklyn Federal Detention Center. And she's complaining that she's being held. She is being held in isolation. She's on suicide watch, even though she says she is not suicidal at all. I just read yesterday that she was denied being released into general population. Now, I would have to say, personally, if I were put into the Brooklyn House of Detention, I would probably prefer to be in isolation, not in general population.
I would eat my own excrement to get into. I do not want to be in general population.
Not really. Not really. I'm not a tough guy, and certainly not on their level.
No. I wouldn't be taken well in the general pop.
No. Maybe it's different for women, I don't really know. But her lawyer says that these conditions are making it hard for her to prepare her defense. So yeah, she pleaded not guilty. Whether this goes to trial or she'll eventually just take some sort of plea, or I would guess there's a lot of people out there watching this with very close interest to see what she's going to do.
Or she could be taken out. It's another possibility.
That would be, I mean, you know, Jeffrey Epstein, nobody had any sympathy for Jeffrey Epstein. I mean, if the guy got stabbed to death and thrown off the Empire State Building, you know, most people would say he got what he deserved. But again, it's like, now if she ended up getting killed or quote-unquote committing suicide, whatever, you know, that would be very hard to ignore. Again, I guess people wouldn't have that much sympathy, and they might be willing to just sort of say forget the whole sordid affair.
I mean it's been reported that she's on suicide watch. What happens if she has no intention to commit suicide, but they're just reporting that she's on suicide watch?
Well, I think she has been very forthright in saying, I am not suicidal. And that might be a message to say, if I commit suicide, again, quote unquote, I am not suicidal. So
right.
I that would be somebody.
Yeah, it's gonna be interesting to see how this plays out.
She might also, I mean, she's no dummy, and her father was an espionage. She might have a packet sitting somewhere in a safety deposit box. With lawyer instructions.
If she dies, those tapes, we're gonna see Bill Clinton ramping it up.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's not keep throwing Bill Clinton under the bus. There is no evidence that Bill Clinton had anything to do with anything nefarious.
There's no evidence outside of the fact that he was on Jeff Epstein's private jet 29 times.
Well, okay.
So there's no specific evidence.
Right. Let me play his lawyer. He rode on Jeffrey Epstein's plane 29 times. I've ridden the New York subway I don't know how many times, and there have been many people assaulted on the New York City subway. It doesn't mean I did it. So, you know, let's not jump to conclusions.
Whatever.
Throw them right under the bus. So we'll see what all comes of this. I'm very interested to know if she pleads to some kind of deal with no jail time, and she's let free to go. It may be a situation where she says, hey, look, as long as I'm alive and healthy, nothing's ever going to come out of that safety deposit box. As soon as I go under suspicious circumstances, or any circumstances, guess what's going to happen? So we will see what happens with Miss Maxwell. All right, everybody, thanks a lot for listening, and we will keep you updated on the current trends, and we'll also come back at you with more masterclass tips, as those seem to be somewhat helpful to people.
Yeah, and look out for more trends coming up. We're going to do one on New York City going down the toilet.
Yeah, as some people would say, it's been since its inception. All right, everybody, thanks a lot for listening.
All right, thanks, everyone.
Thank you, everyone, for listening to this episode of The Working Experience. We'd like to thank our sponsors, One Circle Media and the Still Believe app, the only app that delivers video proof of the Tooth Fairy and Santa by simply taking a picture. Download the app at stillbelieve.co today and amaze your kids. And if you work for a studio, network, startup, or corporation and are looking for a partner to create media that will build, engage, and entertain your audience, reach out to me at john@onecirclemedia.com. I would love to hear from you. And that's it. The end. The sweet end. Until our next audio encounter.